The curb cut effect describes what happens when a technology or design that's access for deaf and disabled people works so great that everyone can and wants to use it. Like curb cuts. It's not like you have to walk around a curb cut if you're not a wheelchair or walker user. I've always liked them. And now that every step up or down is searing knee pain, wow, I love those curb cuts. I watched the presidential election returns in 2016 at a restaurant where none of the TVs had sound on, but I was up to date in real time by reading the captions. Thanks to a city ordinance that all places like restaurants and bars that have TVs have to have the captions on all the time. And sound designer and 20,000 Hertz podcast host Dallas Taylor raves about how audio description could allow a sighted person to thoroughly enjoy a movie while jogging or doing the dishes. Even when design becomes more universal like this, please don't ever forget who this stuff was created for and why. It was created because we, first of all, built up a world that didn't and often still doesn't consider deaf and disabled people being in it, and now have to turn around and find ways to add in at least some access. And now, as COVID-19 spreads like wildfire, and wildfire season is not that far in the future, paradoxes that have never been truly invisible are becoming more apparent to people. For instance, how lots of deaf and disabled people have been denied reasonable accommodations in school and work, like telecommuting and flexible schedules, but now it's just the way we do it due to shelter-in-place orders. Bittersweet. It's not that people are angry to have accommodations, it's that they were told these types of things are not possible, when really they are. And just because the world moved online doesn't make it all that accessible. I've been to a bunch of film screenings since they all went online, and only films where the topic was disability or deafness had captions, and some had audio description. I've said it here before and will happily say it again. Deaf and disabled people like movies about the full range of topics that movies are made about. It will only grow audiences to start or keep adding in access right now, and a growing sense of belonging and worth. If you haven't been excluded in these ways, take a moment to imagine what it might feel like to come across ad after ad after ad for this or that awesome event, knowing that you can't attend because the organizers never had someone like you in mind. And I'm talking pre-pandemic as well as now. Thomas Reed, host and producer of Read My Mind Radio, is back on the Pigeonhole podcast. This time we're talking about accessibility, and he has some fantastic insights for anyone interested in learning more about audio description beyond the nuts and bolts. I actually recorded Thomas in 2018, and I recorded myself to add into this episode last week. Hope you enjoy it.